May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
So as we did last week, we have in the gospel reading appointed for today another one of Jesus' kingdom parables. A parable about the kingdom of heaven. We've moved a little bit along in Matthew's gospel, but Jesus is still teaching, still trying to help his followers understand the world that God offers to them. As I said last week, I don't particularly like the kingdom language. I don't think it fits for us very well, but instead of kingdom, think of it as the land of God's desire, the world in which God's hopes and God's desires are made real. Jesus is trying to teach his followers and us what that world is like, that world of God's hope and God's desire. This parable is often titled the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. That title, again, I think misses the main teaching of the parable. We tend to focus on the laborers. And I think your initial impression of this parable probably depends upon whether you, at first pass, identify with the early hires or with the late hires. Which of those groups do you identify with? That will probably control what you think about this parable. And yet, for all of us, rather than immediately identify with characters in the parable, we do better to take a few steps back. Steps back from the parable and remember that it is a parable, not an allegory. As I said last week, the way to interpret Jesus' parable is not to assign identity or meaning to every item or every person in the parable, but to look at the world that Jesus offers to us in that parable, and to try and experience that world. Because Jesus takes, again, a very familiar world, and then with a twist, shows us the difference between the world that we are familiar with and the world which is the world of God's hopes and God's desires. And we can best interpret these parables, best learn from these parables, if we look at them as integral stories, as paintings of a world in which we are invited in. The world of this parable is the world of the day laborer. Certainly a world that is very much a part of our contemporary world, whether it's a part of your particular experience in any way or not. It is very much a part of the world today, the world of the day laborer. Those who do not have a steady job, but who wait every day to be invited to work, to be asked to work. The parable starts out in an ordinary way, that the vineyard owner goes out early in the morning to hire workers for the vineyard. It's not particularly significant that it's a vineyard, just a familiar setting for Jesus' hearers. But the first twist in this parable, the first thing that would have caught the attention of Jesus' listeners and that ought to catch our attention, is that the vineyard owner keeps going back. He keeps going back. Every few hours, he goes back. It's seems very unlikely that the work of the vineyard is expanding every 2 hours. He must have known at the beginning of the day what work was required. But he keeps going back, inviting more and more and more people into the vineyard. Every few hours he goes out to see if there is anyone else whom he can invite to participate, to come into the vineyard. And those whom he finds when he goes back later in the day are those whom others have not hired. They say to him, "We are still waiting because no one has hired us. No one so far has seen us as valuable, as worthwhile to hire. And so we wait." And the vineyard owner invites them in. Those whom the world, whom the social structure of the day have seen as not worthy, as not valuable. The vineyard owner invites them in time after time after time. Later on, some of the workers will say to the vineyard owner, "Basically, you have made those whom the world does not value equal to us." Yes, that's exactly what the vineyard owner has done. And that's where the real head spinner comes in this parable. It comes when the vineyard owner offers everyone the same wage, the fullness of reward. Everyone is offered a full day's wage. Everyone is offered what we might call sort of the fullness of reward. Everyone who has been invited into the vineyard is offered a full reward. That gets our attention and would have certainly gotten the attention of Jesus' hearers as well. That's where the parable takes a twist and challenges us to look at the world of our expectations in contrast to the world of God's desire. The world of God's desire is not a world where what we would call fairness or earned justice prevails. And Jesus says in this parable, if that is your focus, you're missing the kingdom. You're missing the world that I'm offering to you. If you are keeping track of what you are owed, if you are always calculating your worth in comparison to others and to the amount that you have achieved or that you have done, if you are counting, just like Jesus said in the parable we had last week, if you are counting, if you're counting the cost of forgiveness, if you are counting the rewards that are due to you and or not due to others, you're missing the world that God is offering. The world that God offers is one in which compassion and generosity are meted out without limit. That inevitably challenges us to look with fresh eyes at the world in which we live, at the world of our own expectations. I know that I live in a world where I expect reward to come only when the job is finished successfully and adequately. A world where reward matches effort, where reward is earned, and only earned if the job is done fully and done well. There's a tendency to transfer that perspective that I carry with me, perhaps that you carry with you as well, that the laborers who were hired early in the day clearly carried with them. There's a tendency to transfer that perspective into the life of faith and to think that the rewards of faith must be earned and that the rewards of faith are only granted if we have successfully done the work to achieve those rewards. For a long time, the church has operated according to that sort of a calculation. One of the ways that that has been described in the Christian life is, and you've probably heard this phrase, some of you, the extreme Christian version of that we work to earn rewards idea is often called pie in the sky by and by. You heard that phrase? Some of you? A lot of people, without thinking about it, live according to that. It's a silly phrase, and yet how many times have I had people say to me, we're doing this to earn our way to heaven. We're doing what we do now to earn our way to heaven. Or some variation on that statement. Pie in the sky by and by. If we work hard enough, if we do the right things now, we'll earn heavenly dessert later when we die. This parable blows that whole perspective out of the water. This parable encourages us, forces us to let go of that whole worldview and to let go of all of the anxiety that comes with it. The rewards of the vineyard come today, and they are given fully to everyone who shows up, to everyone who accepts the vineyard owner's invitation. The rewards are given fully today. They're not something that have to be quantifiably earned. They're not something that only lies out in the future. They are given today to everyone who shows up, to everyone who comes into the vineyard. And I do think that that latter part is important as well, because I think this parable potentially, at least, challenges us to look at another feeling or perspective that is prevalent in our contemporary society. At least in some quarters, a perspective of entitlement, which might be expressed as, I have a right. It's usually expressed in terms of rights. I have a right to reward, whether I have done anything at all or not. I have a right, just by being here, to receive rewards, whether I have done anything at all or not. Perhaps you've seen that sense of entitlement from time to time in our contemporary world. It is my privilege or my right to receive rewards. Not for any work, not for any merit, not for anything. That too can be transferred to the life of faith, where it becomes sort of an extreme universalism. And I think it's stretching the parable a bit, because it's sort of interpreting from a negative. But I think this parable encourages us to challenge that sense of entitlement as well that we see in the world around us. There are certainly people, potentially at least, in this parable, who turned away when the vineyard owner came into the marketplace, who didn't want to enter the vineyard at all, for whatever reason, who chose for themselves to do other things, to pursue other interests, to do nothing at all, to stay where they were, rather than enter the vineyard. Everyone in this parable who received the fruits of the vineyard did something. Not much. They didn't have to do it well. There clearly weren't quotas or tests on grape picking. But they came. They did something. They entered into the vineyard. They had some desire to be there. I am convinced that God's generosity and love are without limit, and that they are offered without limit. And this parable shows God's invitation and God's offer coming again and again and again. And I think that vineyard owner was out there the next day, again and again and again, inviting people into the vineyard. And for all those who feel that nudge of yearning, for all those who turn and look, for all those who take just one step into the vineyard, they are offered the fruits, the rewards. What does it mean to step into the vineyard? It means to not stay put. It means to seek God. To seek God and to try and live in love of neighbor. To seek God in fellowship and in prayer. To nurture an awareness and a relationship with God. It means to love your neighbor, to live in ways that help your neighbor as best you are able. And for all of us who take that one step or more into the vineyard, God offers the fullness of love and peace and hope, which is God's to offer. And the main place I'm left with at the end of this parable is the reminder of what a wonderful place the vineyard is. A place where peace, which passes human understanding, is offered to all of us. A peace where hope and love are given to each of us to sustain us throughout the world. A place where we can give up the anxiety and striving. It's so much a part of our daily lives. God invites all of us into that vineyard and offers us peace, hope, and love without measure, without qualification. Amen. Amen.